it took 6 years basically for you to get a debut singles album. I mean, do you kind of look back and say like, wow, you've kind of had a crazy musical journey so far.
You could say that. I mean, this just for different reasons. I mean, it just seems for me, I always take the long road to figure things out. But, I think a lot of it, it came down to trust, I think, with myself. Before I didn't really have the skills to record my own stuff, and I just would naturally assume other people could dial in the sound that I wanted. So, I had several people try to record my stuff throughout these last years, and it just never came out the way I heard it, in my head. So basically, over the last probably 5 or 6 years, I've just accumulated, recording gear and, basically just taught myself, lots of trial and error and lots of reading and this and that. And slowly I started to get the skills. And, with this, we have proper funding for this, but, I heard, the Justin Robin Hope, who owned Clarity Way, they really believed in me and, they wanted to give me a shot at it. And I think what really altered everything is originally they wanted to do sort of, a recovery album. And which I was down to do, but then a guy that was working for him sort of changed the whole thing, and he said, how about we just let Travis record the album he wants to make? And that completely changed everything. So, for me, I didn't have anybody looking over my shoulder. They literally let me make the album I wanted to make, and that was great for me, because I think before, even with Blind Melon, they wanted a certain sound, even the songs that are brought to the table. When you're in a band, you're in a band. You have to compromise, and it's just a completely different situation. And this, I had complete control and, pretty much could do what I wanted. So, and I felt over the last year, I finally got the skills where I could, I could record myself. And so, everything, it just kind of lined up at once. And really, I mean, the album exceeded my expectations. I obviously was planning on making the best record that I could, but it completely turned out way better than I thought it was going to turn out. Probably about midway through it, it sort of hit me. I was like, wow, this could be a really great record. But I think just the fact that I had complete control over it. I could do what I wanted, and I really wanted to make the album cohesive, but I really wanted to explore different genres. And I'm a huge fan of like Don Fine and Dylan and everything to Slayer, Pantera. I'm a huge lover of all different types of music. So I wanted to explore all those different genres. I wanted to do songwriting kind of stuff. I wanted to do heavier stuff, electronic stuff. Like I said, I'll go at the same time, make the album, cohesive and work together. So I feel like I pulled that off pretty well.
I mean, how difficult was that? I mean, because, a guy like Prine, that's incredibly, emotional folk, and then you go to metal and then, heavy bass and stuff like that with Oakenfeld, a lot of beat-oriented stuff. How do you manage all of those things? It sounds like a musical smorgasbord.
I've had different bands throughout the years. I've had really heavy bands and, gone out and doing my own thing, just the acoustic guitar. And I've I've put a lot of time in those different, genres. I just love that kind of music. But on this, I'd probably say 70% of it was all new. And I think that was another thing too, just throughout the years I've written, quite a bit of songs. And I do going into this, that I had a whole, catalog with material. So, worst case scenario, I couldn't write any new music. I knew I could pick some of these older songs. But I just thought, what the hell? I'll just, sit down and try to write some new songs. And they just came out, one after another, and I just felt it wasn't, the fact that they were just newer songs, I felt like they were better songs. And it was almost a surreal experience. I mean, how easy these songs came about. It was just really like a spiritual experience. But I think I didn't get in there going, okay, I'm going to write a heavy thing, or I'm going to get in there and write a really, you know, folky kind of song. It just came out that way. And you know, like I said, I really felt like it was cohesive. I felt like it worked. You know, I think there's some songs in this album that, you know, some people may not like. I think some people may, you know, I have fans that love my more mellow stuff, and they're not, you know, huge fans of my heavier stuff, and then vice versa. So I think there's, you know, the good thing about this album is I feel like there's songs for everybody, I guess, you know?
Absolutely. At any point in putting this album together, did you ever think of including any covers? I know, like, this is something that, you know, you want it to be, you know, kind of your coming out party, like, this is what you're capable of, but, I mean, on your YouTube page, you've got some just fantastic covers. I mean, the Sam Stone cover, that's just something I could leave on repeat the entire day. I mean, that's just a beautiful cover of a song.
Man.
I mean, you ever think about that, like, adding in, like, throwing in, like, a cover or two? Or is that something that you would consider, like, doing an EP of?
I think maybe later on down the road, I may do something like that. I mean, you know, I'd actually thought about doing a whole, you know, dedicating a whole album to Elliott Smith. You know,
He's
one of my all-time favorite singer-songwriters. But I think, you know, at this point, I just, you know, I'm writing so much music, I'm just taking advantage of it. And I've heard from, you know, my mentors, a lot of people, that well doesn't always last, you know. It dries up, you know, at different times for different people. So I'm really taking advantage of writing, you know, at this point. I think I'm in a situation where I don't have kids, I don't have those kind of responsibilities. So, you know, the way I look at it, it's like I'm going to music college.
And I got
putting
you.
In as much time as possible. But I think, you know, later on down the road, I may end up doing something like that. Maybe just an all-covers album or something like that.
Okay, how do you want this album to be remembered, especially considering how many different influences are on there and how many different things you got going on? What do you want a listener to take away from this music?
Well, I think that's a great question. You know, I've been with Depth. I respect a band like that, or even Tool for that matter. I just, everything about them, the mystique about them, you know, Zeppelin, for example, I love how diverse they are. In my opinion, there's not very, well, I can't think really any other band that was that diverse and did it that well. You know, they have, of course, their raw pop state. You can listen to, like, the second Messiah of Zeppelin 3, which is just, you know, amazing. I saw them, like, That's the Way, and Tangerine, and, you know, they always pull. But that's kind of what is, you know, I felt like a lot of that music is just, it's dead. You know, obviously things change and music changes and stuff, but I've had so many people come and tell me just like, you know, your music's refreshing and it takes me back to those kind of places. And then, you know, that I just feel, especially in rock music, that's lacking now. There's just not a lot of that just great, you know, kind of raw rock and roll, in my opinion. It definitely mainstream. It seems very cookie cutter, you know, garbage, in my opinion. But, you know, that's kind of what I wanted to do. I want people, when people hear it, I want them to go back to that place. You know, it's a feeling. I didn't want to just get in there and have, maybe, you know, one or two, maybe three good songs of an album and the rest be filler. You know, I still believe and listen to an album all the way through. So, you know, that's kind of what I want to get from people. It's just have them listen to, you know, the song from start to finish, and hopefully it can end up being a classic record, and hopefully it can be put up there with you know, the Zeppelins and the Tools and the Pink Floyds and all those kind of bands. You know?
Absolutely. I mean, that goes well into my next question. I mean, it kind of, you're not looking to do with what a lot of other artists do, where they're like, okay, considering the way iTunes is, people are going to cherry pick a song or two from there. So you're really looking for people to look at this entire album as one piece of work? Is that what you're trying to do?
Yeah, basically. I mean, I still believe in you know, albums. You know, obviously things change, and you know, with the internet and everything else, and you know, you can't fight it. I don't like the way things have necessarily gone. At the same time, there's great things about the internet. I mean, you know, the obvious things is that getting your music out to people that would have never heard it in the first place. I mean, take Joe Blow, who doesn't have a record deal, doesn't have the budget to get out there and, you know, tour every city, but they can get out there and put out their own stuff. But at the same time, it's changed. It's changed the way people listen to music. It changed the way people buy music instead of, you know, looking at an album and opening this album and checking out the credits and dissecting every aspect of it. People don't really do that anymore. So, but I think as saying that, there are a lot of people that still want that. There's a lot of people that would prefer buying the LP or the CD than just, you know, downloads or whatever. But, kind of going back to your question, I didn't want, using your words, people just going and cherry picking. So I know there are going to be people that are going to do that. But I just wanted people to, you know, hear the entirety of the album and go, wow, this thing is, you know, kick ass from start to finish. And that's kind of nice. The model that I want to keep for every album here on out. I almost wanted to do a concept record where, you know, kind of like Zeppelin, for example, just how they have 1, 2, 3, and 4. I didn't think I could get away with doing that, you know, just 1, 2, 3, and 4. But I almost wanted to do kind of a concept where this album will lead into the next one and everything sort of works together, if that makes sense. But, yeah, I just want to, you know, I prefer people listen to the whole album than just getting, you know, a song here and there. But, you know, we'll see what happens.
You've been in a lot of other bands, you know, especially, you know, Blind Melon. That's where you get, you know, a lot of people know you from. How do you think your time in that band and the other bands that you've been in have influenced this record and have influenced you as a human being?
That's a good question, too. I think, you know, you take everything, whether it's good experiences or bad experiences. You know, that's not just music. I mean, that's everyone. And, you know, each band is definitely, you know, influenced me in different ways. And I feel like with this album, there's pieces of all that in there. And I've even had people tell me that. I mean, there's pieces of Rain Threat in there. There's pieces of Double Metro. You know, even Blind Melon. There's just, it's sort of, that's kind of what the title of the album, Beneath These Barred Skies, it was sort of, you know, a tribute to a lot of my idols. Not just in music, but, you know, like Bill Hicks, the comedian, huge influence on me in many different ways. And you know, to Jeff Buckley and, you know, Shannon Tune, of course. It just so happens a lot of my idols are people I've looked up to that they've passed away. But all of those things have played a huge role in this album, even like it's for the content. Bill Hicks played a huge role. And then, of course, all the bands. I mean, this is sort of, I kind of pulled from all those bands. And so, like, you know, obviously the heavier stuff, you can put back to, like, Double M Metro and things like that, and the more experimental stuff, you know, I kind of pulled from Rain for Rain and, you know, and then some of the guitar riffs going back and forth is definitely inspired by Buffalo and Ellen. But I think all of that, good and bad, has definitely, you know, it's made me who I am today.
Okay, let's have a little bit of fun. As far as, you know, you've got this wide range of influences, but let's take it a step further. Give me, you know, like a couple of songs on your iPod that people wouldn't assume that you listen to, like some guilty pleasure favorites.
A lot of, like, old Fleetwood Mac, one of my all-time favorite records, is Buckingham Nicks, which not a lot of people know about that record because it was Polydor released it and it was only out for about 6 months, and that was right before Stevie and Lindsey joined Fleetwood Mac. That's actually the album that Mick Fleetwood heard that basically wanted, you know, to recruit him into Fleetwood Mac. Huge influence. Lindsey Buckingham is, I think, one of the most underrated guitar players ever. and you listen to that album, and not just guitar playing, but the harmonies. And again, harmonies, you hear a lot of that in this record. Loved Alice in Chains. Loved what they did with their harmonies. I mean, they just sort of, the way Jerry and Lane, you know, played off each other was just amazing. You don't really hear a lot of that. So I tell people, you know, I kind of wanted an in-between of that. You know, like Alice in Chains is a little on the dark side, which I love. But I didn't want to go that dark. And then Buckingham Nicks, you know, can be a little on the light side. So I sort of wanted to get right in between that. But, you know, people like Townes Van Zandt, who my dad used to play with back in the day, and, you know, a lot of people don't know who Townes Van Zandt is, but you've definitely heard his songs before. And all the country cats have taken his songs and made them into hits. But, you know, singer-songwriter stuff. And, you know, obviously John Prine, huge fan. And then even like, you know, electronic music. I think the reason why that music is as big as it is because of the simplicity of it. You know, the four-on-four kick, and it's just kind of very simple, but at the same time, you know, it gets everybody up and going. But I love the simplicity of electronic music, and you know, it's extremely powerful. But I don't think a lot of people would, you know, naturally assume that I'd listen to that kind of music. But if you look at, you know, at my library of music, it's all over the place. I mean, everything, even to like 80s rock, to, you know, all kinds of stuff. Pretty much the only thing you're not going to find is modern country, like 1990 and up, and, you know, hip-hop, especially the modern hip-hop. But everything else, you'll find some even reggae, you know, mm-hmm. Peter Tosh and Marley, all nice. Kinds of stuff in there.
So last question, let's just say, hypothetically speaking, you could be near someone that's considering buying the album. They're like on their computer screen and they're on your official site and they click the buy button and they're going back and forth. Do I buy it? Do I not buy it? And you can kind of, you know, whisper in their ear and give them like some words of wisdom to buy the album. What do you think you'd say to them?
Really just, I would probably just tell them, you know, if you want to just kind of sit back and not have to think about the daily bullshit, hopefully this can sort of be the sound, this album can be the soundtrack to that. And I, you know, like I said, I was telling you earlier, I don't think there's a lot of music out today, in my opinion, obviously. That especially in rock music, that you know, has that kind of power that the Floyds and the Zeppelins and those kind of bands had. So, I mean, it's sort of a nostalgic thing, but at the same time, I feel, you know, there's some modern aspect to it. I mean, it's not just a throwback, but it definitely has that kind of influence. So, you know, I'd say, you know, this album can take you back. But at the same time, it's you know, there's something fresh about it at the same time.